You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
As impacted workers are often absent and less productive. However, help can come through access to over-the-counter medicines or OTCs. Studies estimate that every $1 spent on OTCs save the U.S. healthcare system $6 to $7 by reducing physician visits and medical expenses. Broad access to OTCs for the self-care of common ailments can help people find faster symptom relief, produce cost savings, and prevent lost productivity. Learn more about OTCs as a resource for self-care and wellness at IHPM.org.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
All right, welcome back to Talented People. Second hour here is already 4:03 on December 9th. I hope you're having a nice holiday season. I have to say I am now. It's already the 9th, getting into the spirit. So enjoy it. And thank you so much for listening in. Right now, I'm going to give you an update if you happen to be in New Jersey. We're streaming live from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station. Again, this is Talented People. But in our area this afternoon, mostly cloudy with a high of 52. Slight chance of showers after 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 40. Tonight, and then Thursday, partly sunny all day with a high of 57, mostly cloudy with a low about 40 on Thursday night. Partly sunny all day with a high of 59 on Friday, and then partly cloudy with a low about 40 degrees. Saturday is going to be partly sunny with a high of 61 and then mostly cloudy with a low about 45 on Saturday night. Sunday, mostly cloudy all day with a high of 62 and then a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low about 47 on Sunday night. Have to say our forecast looks like we are going to be able to handle a little bit of warm weather. It's not too bad. And I'm very excited. Again, I know everybody out there listens to me always talking or whatever you want to call the other word about my oil bill. So I hate oil bills and I'm so excited this year because oil is way cheap. So that's a good thing. So many blessings that you can take through the holidays. That's one of them for me. So we have our guest today. Her name is Laura Petrick, and she's in studio here at the Hunterdon Chamber offices in the radio station on Talented People. And she's a photojournalist. Laura freelanced for the New York Times from like 1990 to 2013. From New Jersey and Eastern Pennsylvania, she covered a wide range of hard news and features for every section of the paper, including documenting political campaigns on both the local and national levels. Her main beat was the New Jersey legislature and also covering the governor, beginning with Jim Florio back in the early 90s until the very beginning of Chris Christie's term. So she has been around. These days, in addition to being a contributing photographer and writer for the popular travel blog Johnny Jet, Laura focuses her expertise on making her corporate, institutional, governmental clients, as well as entrepreneurs and authors, look their best and most authentic in their photographs. Welcome to the show, Laura.
Thank you, Jeannie.
It's so great to have you here again.
Oh, it's nice to be back.
I have to say, you know, Laura and I have been friends for a couple years. We actually had an event at Maximum Fitness where mm-hmm. she presented, and we got to see, you know, some of the photographs that you've done over the years. Like, you know, reading a bio and explaining to everybody out there who you are is one thing, and then looking at a photograph and seeing what you have been able to capture in a photograph. It's like they say, a picture speaks a thousand words.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about your journey and what are some of your favorite photos?
Well, I'm going to ask a favor because I want to sort of address the process mm-hmm. of photographing a subject.
Sure.
So if it's okay, I just want to read a paragraph from an article that I wrote last year. And the title of the article is to Smile or Not to Smile. So if you'll just bear with me,
Absolutely.
It'll kind of sum that up.
It's great.
Okay, here we go. Recently, just before shooting a portrait session, my client expressed great anxiety and dread about being photographed. As I raised my camera for that first shot, I swear I heard a sigh that silently seemed to say, "Go ahead, just shoot me and get it over with." Not all portrait shoots begin so apprehensively, but many do, and not surprisingly, most especially with women. I've been around long enough to know that it's nothing personal, and I'm actually quite sympathetic to their discomfort at exposing themselves, and personally touched that they've trusted me to photograph them. So together, through these sessions, we take a journey that begins with fear and self-loathing and ends in empowerment, self-discovery, and often a newfound friendship. So I wanted to read that because the subjects that I would photograph for the Times and the subjects that I now photograph, folks who hire me to photograph them for their business, the process is very much the same. It usually starts a little bit with a struggle. But it's about really trying to connect with them on some level. And, you know, once you can do that, it really makes the process much easier.
So what about from your perspective, like for you, connecting with someone, what does that feel like? How do you know when you've connected?
That's a great question. You know, I'm a good listener. And I really try and create a space that allows them to open up. Mm-hmm. And I really just try and not put pressure. I like to give a session some time so we can at least get to know each other a little bit and share a little bit. Just as they open up to me, I'll open up to them. And you know, it really depends on the person. Some people are more open, but generally speaking, you know, we do make that connection and mm-hmm. then we just kind of get into what we need to do and begin a portrait.
And like as an artist, I know that when I've been around you and just watched you, you kind of take in, like, you know, because I'm not a photographer at all. I can't draw stick people, all the stuff, you know, creativity is just not my thing. But when I saw you and see you with other people, you take into account, like, what is the most flattering, even like the light, what mm-hmm. angles are the light, if it's outdoor light, indoor light. You just seem to be able to sum it all up when you walk into the room and are able to, like, you know, really pull out that soul mm-hmm. in the person. And then put all the parts together that you think will make them even look better, which, you know, it's a dream come true for that to happen.
Well, I got to tell you, the biggest struggle I had in transitioning from being a photojournalist, working for a newspaper, and then working for an individual or a company is really understanding who was my boss. So mm-hmm. for the newspaper, my boss was the editor.
So just to explain for mm-hmm. a second real quick, what is a photojournalist versus what you are now?
Sure. A photojournalist is really, if you think of it, your pictures are there to really really tell a story.
Okay.
And there are different ways of doing that. But as in when I work for the paper, my goals were very clear. It was really what the editor was most thinking about is really filling a space. And my responsibility was to really connect with the subject and match up with the story. So in other words, you know, those goals are very different than an individual, an author, or a an entrepreneur who's hired me to photograph them. Mm-hmm. My goal for the paper wasn't necessarily to make that subject look good. Mm-hmm. It really had nothing to do with what they wanted. Mm-hmm. It really had to do with the story. Mm-hmm. And so that process, and in telling that story, I would pay attention to many things, not just the individual, but maybe the space where we were photographing.
Amazing. Yeah. I think for our listeners out there, this is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and you're listening to a conversation with Laura Petrick. She is, she's a New York Times in the past photojournalist, also now doing professional photography, talking about things. So I just want to let you know, keep going, because it's so interesting. But to someone like me who's listening, it's just amazing the differences of the two, like you're mm-hmm. talking about, but what each of the two are equally fascinating.
Yeah. So go ahead. It was really tough because, as a photojournalist, you're really paying attention to everything that's around you and around that person. And if you can incorporate those details in the photograph, or maybe a series of photographs, that really enhances the reader's experience. So that's very different. Mm-hmm. When I photograph an individual, a CEO or someone who has hired me to come in and get their headshot, mm-hmm. or really get a great executive portrait, really my goal is to make them look good.
Right. And and it's very necessary. Different. And I mean, my gosh, people should tell us about that. Like, mm-hmm. people need to get their professional photos done, not just once, and then all of a sudden you don't look anything like your picture or whatever mm-hmm. when people look at you. How often should they get it done? Because it is an investment in yourself.
Yeah. Now, again, that's a really great question. I think the folks who make the best use of their headshots are the ones who get them done a lot mm-hmm. and do it and change them up often.
Right.
So,
right.
And that sort of takes off the pressure of having that one ideal great shot that, that you're hanging on to for years. Mm-hmm. I think a client likes to see, likes to see that changed up. I think it makes the person look more current.
Mm-hmm. I actually take notice of these things. Okay. Not mm-hmm. an artist, but I take notice of people who actually are really up on their photography, making sure that they look really good and that they are current with the trends. Mm-hmm. And if it's black and white or if it's color or whatever it is, if I'm on LinkedIn or Facebook, I'm always noticing, and I respect that. Like mm-hmm. I really like it when I see some professional CEO level person who's got it all covered and then goes on one step to make sure they're covered.
Yeah. I have some clients who do that really well. A really good friend, Laura Cummins, who I think you know.
I know her well. She's out sick today.
I know. She may even be listening.
She's awesome.
We did a photo session about 5 years ago, and that girl puts up, she uses every one mm-hmm. of those photographs, mm-hmm. switches them up, mm-hmm. uses the black and whites, the colors, mm-hmm. the different outfits. Mm-hmm. And, I think it really makes an impression.
I don't even put that together, but no, you're right. And even when she walks in the room and in any office, any time, she has the same thing, because it's a conscious effort to make sure that, she's looking as good as she feels.
And people take notice to mm-hmm. that.
I agree.
I really think so.
I totally agree.
Now, I totally understand when one gets a really great picture of themselves and they love it mm-hmm. and they don't want to let it go.
Mm-hmm. That's me. I don't even like it. I have a picture. I don't even like the picture, but I'm too lazy to get the new picture. That's my problem. Mm-hmm. It's not a matter of anything other than the fact that it's just a matter of time. And, and that's why you're here today. It's going to talk about how do you make, what is it that I need to do to make myself take priority to myself? And that's why, because I completely mm-hmm. believe it does. It increases your salary. Mm-hmm. It makes you look like, you do all these things for a corporation or for yourself and your own business or whatever, but it's something you can do for yourself.
Yeah. I mean, you just make the appointment, you go out, make the investments, and right. it depends, who you have it done with, but you can pick a package where you have an opportunity to try different looks, different outfits. Change your hair up, so in an hour's time, you can really accumulate
Tell us a little bit about the two events that you have coming up, because we definitely have time, but I want people out there listening. You know, this she's got two events going on in the New Jersey area. So talk about those for a second, and then I want to ask you a couple more questions.
Yeah, no, great. I am offering two executive portrait days, shoot days, in two different locations. One is in Plainsboro, and the other is in Ringo's at Old York Cellars, which is a great space.
Love it.
It's a great space because it's got some terrific natural light, a great view.
There you go again. That's setup. Really wise.
I'll have a studio set up there, but really the goal is to offer a very budget conscious package. So it's a headshot session. We'll probably generate about 20 different images, different poses, and glam it up a little bit, but it won't be conventional. I really try and think, you know, Vanity Fair type aesthetic, something a little bit more glamorous, a little bit more forward, and not your typical headshot. So hopefully you'll come on out.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that. So, okay, what time of the day are you had one in Ringo's and one in Plainsboro?
One in Plainsboro, correct.
What time are they at?
Yeah, so Monday, December 14th.